Hello, this is Hugh Baird, and I'm your moderator for this evening's discussion. I'm here with State Senator Art Haywood and his guests, and we want to welcome you to this live telephone town hall. If you have a question for Senator Haywood or any of his guests this evening, you can press star 3, that's star 3 on your phone's keypad if you have a question for Senator Haywood or any of his guests. Now I'd like to welcome Senator Art Haywood.
Thank you, Hugh, and thank you to all of the area residents participating on tonight's call. I'm Senator Art Haywood, and I'm holding this live telephone town hall where we will discuss voting by mail for the upcoming November election. I'm joined by my special guests, Montgomery County Commissioner Ken Lawrence and Philadelphia City Commissioner Omar Sir. This format will allow you to listen in and even ask questions from the comfort of your home. If you'd like to ask a question at any time, press star 3 on your phone. Now, I'd like to introduce my special guest to share a few words before we get into the callers. First, Montgomery County Commissioner Ken Lawrence, please share with the listeners a little bit about yourself and the upcoming election.
Good evening, everyone. Senator, thank you for this opportunity to talk to your residents, speak with your residents, and share information about the election. I'm Montgomery County Commissioner Ken Lawrence. I serve as Vice Chairman on the Board of Commissioners, and I also serve as Chair of the Board of Elections. So in Montgomery County, all three commissioners serve as the Board of Elections, and I am the chair of that. So we are working very hard to get prepared for this election. We have under 50 days to go now, so looking for the opportunity to answer any questions that people have, whether it's about mail-in ballots or in-person voting.
Thank you so much. Now I want to turn it over to my friend, City Commissioner Omar Sabir. Please share a little bit about yourself and the upcoming election.
Good evening. I'd like to thank the Senator. You know, for having me here. You know, prior to me working as city commissioner in the last 6 years, I was over in the Senate, Senator Benson Hughes. So it's always an honor to be on these calls, talking to the constituents. And also, I'd like to salute my colleague over in Montgomery County, Ken Lawrence. You know, as county commissioners, you know, trying to get this election thing together, you know, it's a challenge. And I'd like to let everyone know, you know, just, you know, before we get into the details about vote by mail, I just want to let our constituents know that your voice is important. And, you know, democracy isn't dead. And it's very important that you exercise your right to vote. I know people may have told you that you don't count in the past. But again, I want to let everybody know that your vote is important. It counts. The reason why you vote is so that you can get more resources for your community and you get accountability from elected officials. And your vote is needed, not just in this election, but every 6 months there's an election and we need you to participate in the election process. It's very important.
All right. Glad to have two of my friends on this call with such important roles in the election. And I'll turn it back over to you to take it away.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Again, for those that have just joined us, if you have a question for Senator Haywood tonight, you can press star 3. That's star 3 on your phone's keypad. If you have a question for Senator Haywood this evening, Senator, our first caller, we're going to go to Diana in Mount Airy. Diana, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and guests.
Oh, hi. I had two questions, really. The first one was I did do the mail-in ballot request online, and I wanted to know when they would be mailed out. And the second question is, because I did the mail-in this time, does that mean I have to do it for each consecutive election?
And, Diana, you said you're in Mount Airy?
I am.
Good. So I'll turn it over to Commissioner Sabir for the Mount Airy caller. Thank you so much, Diana.
Okay. Thanks for calling. And you had two great questions. So just because you vote in any election, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will be on the vote by mail ballot list. You have to check off a box an application that says that you want to keep on receiving vote by mail to receive ballots, and then you wouldn't have to apply again. But if you didn't check that box off, then you're not going to be on that list. And if you're not sure, you can go to votesba.com to check to see whether or not you're on that list if you don't remember.
I definitely need to
check the box. Okay. Okay. So the next election, you could just go vote in person if you like.
Okay.
And
perfect.
The ballots should be mailed out to you within a couple of weeks. There are numerous lawsuits and challenges going on for this election, which is delaying us from mailing out the ballot. But we definitely think that the ballots should be mailed out within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Diana.
Senator, we'll go back to the callers. Senator, we're going to go to Kathleen. Kathleen, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood. Yes.
Hello. I live on the border of Philadelphia and Erdenheim, so I have a Philadelphia mailing address, but I vote in Montgomery County, and I voted in person up until June when I sent for a ballot. So then when I volunteered to be a poll worker, I received a note back in my email saying, if I'm a poll worker, I might not be in my own district, and I would therefore need to get a mail-in ballot. So I sent for a mail-in ballot at the end of August, and I received an email saying it was a duplicate. And then when I went on to voterpa.gov to look for my ballot to see if I'm on, and it said, no, they have no record of that. So I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place, and I won't be a poll worker if I don't have my mail-in ballot. I much prefer to vote.
That's a good choice.
I've left several messages from Montgomery County voter vote PA. I've spoken to several people who said I will receive a return call back, but that was about a week or more ago.
Fortunately, Commissioner Lawrence is on the call.
Yep.
Yeah. So what I want you to do is to send me an email, okay?
Yep.
Say that we spoke on this call tonight. And that's Ken, K-E-N, at MoncoPA.org. Okay, and
yep.
when the office is open tomorrow, send it to me now if you can, or you know, send it to me. But we will get it resolved for you tomorrow and figure out whether you need to reapply for a mail-in ballot or what needs to happen. And I appreciate you being a poll worker as well. So we want to make sure that you get your mail-in ballot, and I want to thank you for being a poll worker.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your help. That's Ken at MoncoPA.org.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, Ken.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Senator, we'll go back to the callers. Let's go to Geraldine. Geraldine, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and Gus.
Yes. Hello, Senator Haywood.
Hi.
I have a question. I received an email yesterday, and it said your application, the Philadelphia County Election Office has processed your ballot application on the 8th to 3rd, 2020. Your application was declined because of the following reasons, and that was DECL-duplicate application. And it says if you have any questions to call a number. So what I think happened,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. For the primary, I went online for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have checked that box that said that I really didn't have to do it anymore.
Understood.
And then this time my husband and I went online and we checked that box again because we weren't sure if we did it before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what they're telling me. So what is my next step here?
That's a great question. Before the guest answer the question, would you tell me if the same thing happened to your husband as happened to you? Did you both get declined or just you?
No, both of us.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Right.
Go ahead. Who wants to respond to this question?
Okay, well, that's Commissioner Sevier. Well, yes. So if you already have applied and you apply again, you're going to get that, you know, that it was declined. Again,
okay.
but just send me an email tomorrow, and when the office open up, we'll just double check and just make sure that you're on the list. Because when you're applying, you know, like say if it's just a duplicate issue, then like that would be declined, but you will still be on the list. But I still want to double check just to make sure that everything is, you know, copacetic, everything is okay, because we have another party that we work with, and that's the state. So that's, you know, along with the shore system and everything else. I just want to make sure there's no glitches and everything is straight. So I'll
okay,
give you my
so,
email address. So I'm going to give you my email address. And then,
all right, what's your email address?
Okay, it's Omar, O-M-A-R.
O-M-A-R. Are these all lowercase or uppercase?
Lowercase.
Capitals or lowercase? Okay.
Lowercase,
Omar.
Yes, Omar, O-M-A-R.
Uh-huh.
Dot Sabir, S-A-B as in boy, I-R.
Okay.
At Phila, P-H-I-L-A dot gov.
Uh-huh. Dot gov. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just send me an email with your names, your addresses, and we'll look
right
into it. But
okay.
from what it sounds like I just went on ahead and applied again, and y'all are already on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, too.
Mm-hmm.
We figured that's
mm-hmm.
what happened, but I wanted to make sure because I wanted to make sure I get to vote.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
We take no chances with that.
That's right.
Take no chances. That's correct.
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Omar.
No problem. We're looking
thank
forward
you.
To you.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Carolyn, thank you very much for your call. Senator, let's go to Aubrey. Aubrey, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and guests.
Hi, Senator Haywood. Pleasure to be talking to you and the rest of the representatives tonight. So I'm a out-of-state student that's currently residing in Philadelphia, and I registered to vote by mail and sent that in, and I'm on the website for voter registration status, and it says that we're unable to match my information with their records. So I don't know if I just need to wait a few more days that they need to get my letter in the mail, or if I was unable to register since I'm not a resident of Philadelphia or of Pennsylvania.
What address did you use for voter for your address?
I used my local Philadelphia address.
That should be. And did you use a your social security number or driver's license?
My social security number, because I have a Maryland driver's license.
Uh huh. I'm not sure what should be done. Well, let me ask one other question, just in terms of timing. How many days has it been since you applied to register to vote online?
I registered to vote online, and then I was sent a form in the mail, and I returned that form in the mail about a week ago.
1 week. I don't know if 1 week is enough turnaround time to determine if there's a problem. Omar or Ken, what do you all think?
I think we should look into it a little bit more because, again, with the out-of-state, I'm not sure, you know, with the signatures, I don't know if they were able to verify the signatures and that thing, you know, because you don't have a PennDOT number. So normally when you register online, if you had that number, they can match your signature verification. It could be a number of things. But just send me an email tomorrow morning. Again, we'll look into it, you know, try to get to the bottom of it. We'll maybe have to call up to the state. See exactly what's going on. So maybe you might have to either reach out to our office, and then we might have to reach out to Senator Haywood's office as well, because
mm-hmm.
we might have to reach out to the state and see exactly what's going on as well. So
I
give
I
you my email. Excuse me?
I greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, sure. So I give you my email address, Omar, O-M-A-R, dot Sabir, S-A-B-I-R, at phila.gov, omar.sabir at phila.gov. So, again, tonight, preferably if you can send that email, we will have it, then, you know, we'll put that on a priority for tomorrow morning. We'll work on it. And then, you know, then we might end up having to reach out to you, Senator Haywood.
That's fine.
Let's get this issue over on the state side.
We're on the same team.
That's
really
right.
Appreciate it. Have a good night, fellas.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks, Aubrey.
Aubrey, thank you very much for your call. Let's go over to Montgomery County. We're going to go to Patrick. Patrick, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and Gus.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. In the last election, I voted by mail. However, I didn't vote by mail through the USPS. Basically, I received the mail, and we basically, my household, everybody checked out what, you know, their choices. And on the day of voting, we delivered it at a site. My question is, how come that's not being advertised? It seems like most people do not know about that. They only know about the post office, which from what I hear could be delayed, could take about a week before, you know, they are counted. How come they are not advertising that, and they seem to be advertising it more through the USPS?
Hi, Patrick. This is Commissioner Lawrence. You're talking about the drop-off locations?
Yeah, the drop-off locations. Yes, you can see the bill.
We will have 10 drop-box locations in Montgomery County. The election board has not approved them yet. I think we are going to do that early next week. And then we will begin advertising them. The reason why we're not advertising them yet is because, as Commissioner Sabir mentioned earlier, the ballots aren't out. So we won't open those locations until people have actually have ballots to return them. But we will have, you know, 10 locations in Montgomery County, and we will advertise them. We will have the senator help us push those out as well, and all the elected officials. To answer your question for the primary, it was pretty late that we approved them in the primary due to the pandemic. But they will be open probably the first week in October, depending on when ballots go out, and then they will be open through Election Day.
Are you saying you would have 10 locations and they will be open sooner than the day of the voting itself?
Yes, he said beginning of
October. October. Yes.
Oh, okay. That would be good then.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about in the city of Philadelphia? Any plans for voting locations in the neighborhoods?
Yes. So as you know, we've been working on the early voting centers. We've been working with the Department of State, you know, to get the technical component squared away. So we anticipate within the next few weeks that we will have those early voting centers open, where a constituent can walk in to a municipality-owned location, like a library. You know, we're still figuring out, you know, what the locations will be. But again, we're working on the technical connections, so we got that squared away. And people are going to be able to walk in and do the early voting. Yes.
Great. Will there be, for listeners, will there be any chance that there'll be a location in the Northwest?
Of course. Of course. I mean, we got to take care of the Northwest. I mean, y'all guys are pretty active up there. I'll double check the locations, but I'm almost certain that it is a location up in the Northwest. I'm almost certain of that. I just have to double check the locations. We got to see before we go public with them. But again, there will be locations, and I'm almost certain that there's something up in the Northwest.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, true.
Senator, let's go back to the callers. We'll go to Carlton and Mont Airy. Carlton, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood, I guess.
Okay. Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
One question was already answered about the when to expect the ballots. My next question is, when you drop off your ballot, when is it counted? For instance, if I in the past, when I've done absentee balloting, for instance, a couple of years ago, I took it directly to City Hall. I forget the room number. I think it's 224 or whatever. Is that one option along with these drop-off boxes? And if so, when do they actually count it? Do they count it at the end of the day? Or I don't know how that works. Hello?
Go ahead. So first is the drop-off. Is the drop-off at City Hall still okay?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I made that assumption. I don't know if that's still okay.
Well, as of right now, the way how you would typically vote in with the absentee, you'll come to room 142. You will have a private plate where you can, you know, cast your ballot. But again, right now, City Hall is closed. So again,
oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, it's closed. Ah. Right. So the mayor, has City Hall closed to the public, you know, due to the pandemic.
Right. I didn't even think about that.
Right. So City Hall is closed right now. And then the last thing, a briefing that I heard in regards to the drop-offs is that we're waiting to see what was going to happen with the litigation.
That's right, I heard that answer earlier. So that gives me the answer. So once they – so but my the other part of the question is once the ballot has been dropped off wherever that is, when do they actually count that? So, for instance, you said at the beginning of October, you can hopefully we'll start being able to do that if, when the litigation is over. But if I drop it off, say, October 11th, is it counted that week, or is it counted the week of the election, or?
So as soon as we receive the ballot, those ballots have barcodes on them. So as soon as we receive them, we scan them. So
okay.
That's the receipt of it. But actually canvassing the ballots right now, due to state law, we can't start canvassing until Election Day.
Okay, you know, but Election Day, as long as they're in hand, they'll do that. And since there's a barcode, I assume that just like when you apply for the ballot, you'll get an email saying, we've received your ballot.
Correct, right. It's record at that point, right? As soon as we get them in our hands, you know, we have like the scanners, you know, the calibrator frequently. As soon as we get it, you know, we scan them, you receive notification. That we have received them, and you know, it's just like purchasing something from Amazon. You know, I mean, we used the same sort of like infrastructure regards with the ballots. I don't want anybody to think like, you know, we just got, you know, envelopes just laying around. You know, everything is
right. The reason I'm asking that is because I wanted to make sure that if one doesn't get a notification, that you can still go to your polling place to vote.
Well, you could then call, you know, I'm pretty sure that you can call any county across Pennsylvania, you know, like if you have questions about your ballot. You know, you may have, you know, dropped it off, put it in the mail. You want to check up on it. You can say, hey, you know, kind of commissioner's office, you know, y'all guys have my ballot. What's going on?
Right.
You know, we'll track it down. We'll make sure we can verify, you know, whether we have it or we don't have it. There have been instances where they have you know, we haven't received them, and then we sent out a replacement ballot. So, you know, you know, you can just check on it. You know, if you don't receive that email, sometimes it could be a glitch in the system from the Shore system. Sometimes we scan it, you know, when we receive it, but sometimes that constituent doesn't receive the email. So it's very important that, you know, that you build a friendly relationship with your county election board. We're inundated with a lot of calls, and I'm pretty sure I can speak for a lot of counties across the state. You know, if you call and you get a busy signal, you know, feel free to send the email as well, you know, and you know, and you can follow up. And then typically if you can't get in contact with a county commissioner, the elected officials that serve that area, they can also, you know, find a way to get in contact with us as well. So I don't want to feel, you know, defeated. But I do know, like I said, we get inundated with a lot of calls, so you might not be able to get in. And I always feel free, you know, to send that email, or you know, you can reach out to another elected official that represents you, and then they can, you know, call on your behalf or get in contact with us some kind of way.
Okay.
Thanks so much. I also want to share that in the General Assembly, we are considering starting the pre-canvassing, which is opening up the ballots, begin to count them 3 days or 3 weeks ahead of the election, which that's all in debate. But we are really looking at changing the rules so that counties can begin to start counting ahead of Election Day. And I think that there's a good chance we will get some success on that. Every county wants more time to do the counting, and I think the General Assembly will reach an agreement on that. Whether it's 3 days or 1 week or 10 days, I think that's still not clear, but I think that more time will be provided.
3 weeks. 3 weeks if you can get it, Senator. 3 weeks.
Understood.
I go with 3 weeks too, Senator.
I got it.
Right, Senator, we'll go back to the callers. Let's go to Molly. Molly, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and Guest.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have a store in Chestnut Hill, and I am concerned about the college students not voting. Is there a way that I can get a quantity of paper applications for the college students to apply for their absentee ballots so that they all vote? I see a lot of the parents, and I can spread the word through my store, but can I get paper ballot, paper applications?
Most definitely. I can definitely drop off some applications. I think I distributed 300. My office distributed 300 earlier today. I just want to be clear about the kind of applications that would be helpful to you. So one is the registration to vote, which will allow college students to vote. If they're college students here, Arcadia or something, Chestnut Hill, and they're from another place, another state, they could change their registration to vote in Pennsylvania. Another is the absentee, which would be sent to college students who are from Pennsylvania, but we want them to vote in Pennsylvania, and we send them an absentee ballot so they can send it back or to mail in. Which one do you want? Oh, I can give you both.
I guess both. Can they do them simultaneously, or do they have to wait for a return from the application to vote, to register?
I think you have to be a registered voter before you can do the mail-in.
I think based on the demographic of who the college students are, I imagine that they all registered when they were 18. I'm more concerned about all the kids that are not in Pennsylvania that just don't have the energy to vote, to do this application for their absentee ballot.
Got you. What is the address where we should deliver the applications?
8432 Germantown Avenue.
8432 G-Town. Okay.
And if you give
and
me a quantity,
about how many do you
can,
need, you think?
Well, if I had a quantity, I could spread it to the – I could pass them out to the other stores in Chestnut Hill because we see all different types of clients. And I know we're all pretty passionate about making sure that these kids vote. And I can spread the word on the avenue.
That's a tremendous idea. You think – does Phil Dawson need some? I know he's the manager up there.
I can extend them to him as well.
Okay.
If you drop them at my store, then I can pass them around, and I'll include Phil.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Molly, thank you very much for your call. Senator, let's go back to the callers. Let's go to Leslie. Leslie in Mount Airy. Leslie, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just am concerned, in case I don't get my ballot by mail, would I be able to go to my local polling and vote in person then?
Let me ask you this. Thanks for calling. Have you submitted a request for a mail-in ballot?
Yes.
Okay. And you're concerned that if the ballot doesn't show up in time, you still want to be able to go to the polling place and vote in person. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Special guest, what do you think?
I'll take that one. This is Commissioner Lawrence. You would be able to vote in person. You would have to vote by provisional ballot, though. So you wouldn't vote the normal way that you vote. Again, the reason for that is we want to make sure that you don't have two ballots.
Right.
You cancel that mail-in ballot in time, then you could go in and you could vote as you would normally vote. But when you get to your polling location, the book will show that you applied for a mail-in ballot, so you will have to vote by provisional ballot. That they will know when you get there that you applied for a mail-in ballot.
Okay, and
to
and
take
I
it
would
one
just
step further,
tell them.
Yeah, but then we would not count that provisional ballot until after all the other votes are counted to make sure that you didn't mail in your ballot.
Got
so that's
you.
To ensure that you don't vote twice.
Got you. Okay, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for
Leslie,
calling.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your call. Senator, we'll go to Amala in Cheltenham. Amala, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and Guest.
Hi, I just wanted to find out what the process is going to be for those who plan to vote in person. I do plan to vote in person. I have not applied for a mail-in ballot. Will we still go to our normal polling places? Will it be a different polling place because of social distancing? I'm assuming that those who want to vote in person will still be allowed to do so?
You will absolutely be – I'm sorry, Senator. You want me to –
No, go ahead.
Sure. This is Commissioner Lawrence. You will absolutely be allowed to vote in person. As you're probably aware, in the primary, we had to consolidate polling locations. We went from 352 locations to 140 locations. That was because we lost a lot of poll workers. Most voters in Montgomery County will go back to their previous polling location, pre-primary. We have about 50 locations that we have to try to replace. Because they were senior living facilities or senior centers, or some just don't want to be a polling location anymore. So there will probably be less than our normal number, but certainly more than we had in the primary. All Montgomery County voters will receive a letter that will be mailed in October, the first week in October, letting you know where your polling location will be. But chances are it will go back to where it was pre-primary, but for some, whether it moves or not, every voter will receive a letter with their polling location. And you can also check our website, www.montcopa.org/voter services. All polling locations are located there as well. And some of those locations are already up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. I had a similar question about Philadelphia earlier, about polling locations changing.
Yes, and if I could just, so again, in our primary, we had 190 polling locations in the primary. We did the consolidation. Again, the constituents, you know, they didn't really like it. Neither did we. So we're planning on opening up 800 polling locations for the general election. Normally we're at 100. I mean, normally we're at 831. So there's the 85 to 90% chance that you're going to vote at the normal location pre-COVID. So that's what we're working on now, to secure our locations. And again, if you go to PhiladelphiaVotes.com, it'll tell you where your location is. So we're confirming locations as we speak, week by week. And you also can check it on our website at PhiladelphiaVotes.com, and it'll tell you where your polling location is. But more than likely, you're going to be voting where you normally vote at pre-COVID.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Senator, we'll go back to the callers. Let's go to Gwen. Gwen, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and Gus.
I have a question about voter registration forms. I received in the mail form voter information saying it's a voter registration form enclosed, do not discard. A couple of weeks later, I received another one that says second notice. It's addressed, both of them are addressed to current resident. I've done my census. I did my census early. I'm registered to vote. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with these forms that they're telling me I can't discard. And it's wasting money sending unnecessary forms.
Let me say something about that, Gwen. This is Art Haywood. I received exactly the same thing. I've been registered to vote for decades. I got exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And I threw it in the trash.
Everyone there, do not discard, like it's a crime if you throw it away.
I'm
but
just
I
telling you
need...
what I did. I'm just telling you. But let's get what the commissioners think. But I saw it. Julie showed it to me. My wife Julie showed it to me. I'm like, psh, this is trash. But
yeah,
that's not an official answer. Let's hear from the commissioners.
Thanks for your call. That's a great concern. This is Commissioner Chabert from Philadelphia County. Again, there are these outside groups that look at the voter files, and they want to register as many people as they can. You know, and through the duration of this election, you may receive someone sending you vote-by-mail applications. You may receive duplicates of those. And then again, you know, they send out voter registration forms to everybody. You know, they want to try to encourage, you know, people to vote. And then sometimes those groups, you know, if they don't have any mail or anything to send out, encouraging to vote, they might just send out those registration forms, hoping that you may give it to someone. But again, you always can check our website at PhiladelphiaVotes.com to check your registration and check your polling location. But again, don't be, you know, confused. Again, like I say, it's a lot of groups that have access, you know, to that information, and they send out literature, they send out information to you.
Okay, I'm like Senator Haywood. I've been registered for decades, and while I was sitting here waiting and listening, I checked my registration online, and I am registered still. So it's like really confusing.
I know. And listen, these groups, you know, they're not in collaboration with the county commissioner's office. They do their own separate operation where they start mailing, you know, people that they may feel is not registered. They might just get a name of voters, and they might just send out, you know, voter registration to every name that's on the list, and they probably don't even check whether or not they register or not. They probably just send, you know, voter registration. They might send vote-by-mail applications. They might send other, you know, information or other solicitations. Again, if it doesn't have, you know, that county board of election mail, then it's not, you know, from us. You know what I mean? It's with people, these groups, you know, and I always wish these groups would be more coordinated. It gets redundancy, and it gets, you know, people call me up all the time. Is this a scam or what? You know, but again, I mean, maybe it's by design. I don't know. But I know they keep sending out stuff to people. But again, if it doesn't have the city commissioners, the county commissioners' logo on it, then it's not from us. And,
okay.
You know.
Okay. This is not even a mailing list. It's a current. I'm a current. My name is current resident on here.
Yeah. I threw mine out.
Yeah. But thank you for your answer. Thank you for permission.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Gwen.
Thank you.
Gwen, thank you very much for your call. Senator, we'll go back to the callers. We're going to go to Sandra. Sandra, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood.
Yes. Hi, I'm Sandra. I'm glad to that you finally got me. Yeah, I'm very concerned about the voting, and I'm going to vote by mail this time simply because of what's going the along with our present President Trump and what they're doing with the Russia and the interference with the vote. And I want to make sure that my vote is going to really be counted. And as you mentioned earlier about the forms that were being mailed out about voting and you getting it over and over again, I've gotten those also. And I just felt that it was something coming from to compromise my vote or something, and to, you know, if I was going to fill it out. But because I saw the fine print at the bottom said not affiliated with any government or anything, yet they're sending out these to, you know, people. And I just want to be sure that my vote's going to really register and it's not a chance to be compromised by mailing it. So I don't want to use the postal mail, so I can drop it off somewhere. Is that I can drop it and where I would ordinarily vote or someplace else? Are they collecting?
Yes, thank you. Sandra, what county are you in?
I'm in Philadelphia County. I'm
okay,
in West
okay. Just want to make sure we get the right answer.
Yes.
Thanks so much for your question about where do you drop off your ballot? That's your question. We can answer it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, again, there are lawsuits in regards to drop boxes that haven't been settled yet. So we're waiting for the outcome of that. And then when we get the outcome, you know, we'll vote from an election board standpoint. And then we'll let everyone know where those drop off locations will be at. We had the drop off locations in the primary. They were successful, but some people feel as though they're unconstitutional. And, you know, we have litigation going on after that litigation is settled, which should be soon. And then we'll, you know, announce where those locations will be at if the judge sees things our way.
Thank you. Commissioner Sabir, I do have a follow-up question. Will each of the 800 polling locations. Is that where a person can drop off their ballot?
No, no. We'll have drop-off locations where they can drop off the, their ballots at.
Thank you. I think Sandra. Yeah, so Sandra, you can you cannot take your ballot to your polling location, Sandra. You have to take it to one of the approved polling locations that will be announced by the city.
Sandra, thank you very much for your call. Senator, let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Sybil. Sybil, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and guests.
Okay, hi. I think I had one of my questions answered already in that I applied for a mail-in ballot, but then I thought to myself it might be safer to vote in person. So while they were asking me my question, I heard like an answer that I would be able to go to the poll and fill out or vote, but it would be a provisional vote. Am I correct about that?
Well,
in other words, if I get a mail-in ballot, but I decide to vote in person, can I walk over? Yeah. Can I walk over to my local polling station and just vote, or would it be a provisional vote?
Okay, so if you bring your ballot with you, you take the ballot with you, you bring it in, and then the election board would then spoil that ballot, and then you have to fill out an affidavit, and then you can vote on the machines. But you have to bring the ballot with me.
But yeah, and if you don't bring the ballot, then it'll be a provisional vote.
Right.
Oh, okay, good enough. And I'm going to slide in my second question. I have two children who live abroad. I know one of them really wanted to vote. Does he get a Pennsylvania thing, or what does he do? In other words, what's the process for people who, or is it too late?
It's not too late.
Yeah. Where is he registered? Is he registered in Pennsylvania?
He should be registered at our home address, yes.
Okay, so let's just double check. Let's make sure he's registered. So if he's registered, he can just vote absentee. That's no problem.
Okay. He has to apply for a ballot, though. Does he go to the embassy for that or what?
He can do the mail-in ballot online.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He can do the application. He can do the mail-in ballot application online.
Okay.
That would be probably the easiest thing to do.
And if he goes to vote PA, he'll know whether or not he's registered?
Correct.
Or he won't. Good. All right. You answered my questions. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Sybil, thank you very much for your question. Senator, we're going to go to Ralph in Cedarbrook. Ralph, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and guests.
Yes, can you hear me? Yes, this is Ralph Harvey.
Go ahead, Ralph. Okay. Thanks for calling.
I had most of my questions answered. They concerned the drop-off boxes for Philadelphia. I have a mail-in ballot. I applied for one. They sort of verified it. They sent me a letter saying that it was verified. So I'm not really concerned about that. I'm just concerned about the possibility of taking them to a drop-off location, and I know now that I can't take it to a polling place unless, you know, they nullify it at the polling place, and then I'll be allowed to vote in person. Is that correct?
Well, I just want to make it clear. You know, you can vote in person whether you're voting on a machine or whether you vote by provisional. You know, I just want to be clear. You know, you always have that option. But yes, if you bring that ballot, if you receive the ballot from the county commissioner's office, you change your mind, you want to vote in person, you want to vote on the machine, you bring that ballot to the polling location, you give it to the judge, and then they'll spoil that ballot, and then you have to sign an affidavit, wanting to spoil your ballot, and then you can vote on the machine.
Okay. Thank you. Now, my second question is, I was looking for Biden-Harris paraphernalia, like yard signs, okay? And I was under the impression that I could get it from Senator Haywood's office.
I'm so glad you called. So my office is nonpartisan. So my legislative office is not for or against Biden or for or against Trump. It's strictly nonpartisan. So in my legislative office, we don't have political signs. So I do need to share that with you, Ralph. But we may be able to catch up with you if you contact my office, 215-242-8171. Contact my office and let them know what you want, and they will refer you. They will refer you to some folks who can provide assistance. But my office does not provide yard signs or anything like that. But my legislative office, can refer you. Now, the number I gave you, 215-242-8171, right now you got to leave a message because we're managing COVID. But if you leave a message, we'll follow up and direct you to the people who can assist you.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Ralph, thank you very much for your question. Senator, we're going to go out to Montgomery County. We're going to go to Ed. Ed, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and guests.
Hi, Jim. It's a pleasure to speak to you all. My question is about the high school seniors who have turned 18 and may not have had an opportunity to vote yet and this would be their first time. How do you get them, and can you get them to the local high schools, whether in Philadelphia or in Montgomery County?
So let me mention a challenge with the high schools in both counties. Philadelphia County is got a online until November or December. So all of the high school students in Philadelphia are not in any buildings. They're all at home online. So we cannot, unfortunately, the high schools can't be a focus because the students are not there. And much of Montgomery County is the same, but and in most of my district, it's the same. And when I say the same, the students are all online, not in the high schools because of the pandemic. So that creates a significant challenge in terms of outreach. But have either of the commissioners looked at any outreach to, you know, have you heard of any successful outreach plans for high school students turning 18 before the election, given the pandemic? I'm not aware of it, but maybe you all are.
So we partnered up with Vote That John, and we also partnered up with When We All Vote. That's a chapter of Obama's group, voting group. And so what we've been doing is doing voter registration drives with them. We've been recruiting poll workers, and they're just doing everything digitally. We've been talking with different teachers and, you know, principals. And they're all associated with them. So a lot of times, you know, so they're sending out emails trying to register younger voters that 17 and will be 18 before November the 3rd. So, again, the name of that group is Vote That John. And the other group is When We All Votes.
Okay. All right. So
we've been doing some things virtually, but most of the high schools here in Montgomery County are virtual, and have just started. So, you know, we've reached out to teachers and administrations, and we'll do what we can virtually. But most of the schools, you know, the students are not there, so we won't be going to the schools.
Thank you so much for answering the question. I appreciate you doing this town hall, and Senator Haywood, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks so much, Ed. Appreciate it. We're doing the best we can. Thank you so much.
Senator, we're going to go back to the callers. Let's go to Rob. Rob, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and Gus.
Yes, good evening. My question, I have two questions, actually. The first question is, it's my understanding that that ballots come with prepaid return envelopes, and that prepaid return postage paid return envelopes are not postmarked by the post office. So if the Receipt depends upon the date of postmark. What happens with those ballots? It seems to me that that's a potential area of concern.
So my understanding is that the postmark date does not count in any way, because the only way the ballots count are to be counted is if they are received, by the election day, by November the 3rd. So the postmark date is not relevant. What is relevant, is my understanding, is the date of receipt. Is that correct, commissioners?
Yeah, I mean, the ballot has to be in our voter services office by 8 p.m. on election day. So the post, if it comes the next day, it doesn't matter what the postmark was. I wasn't aware of what you're specifically talking about there, but the senator makes the point. I mean, the ballots have to be in our possession by 8 p.m. On election day.
Okay, because there are states that depend upon postmarks, and I wasn't sure if Pennsylvania was one of them, but you're saying it's not.
It's not. I did have an amendment that would have allowed that, but it got defeated. So yeah, we don't have it.
So when the ballots come in, somehow they are marked as received when they're received in the mail with a timestamp.
So that's for the commissioners. Do you timestamp the receipt time, or how do you handle that?
But Senator, if I may, what we saw in the primary, Governor Wolf had used his executive powers to extend, the election in regards to the post with the postmarks. So as we receive those ballots, they do have a postmark on them, like for the time, like in a date. So if they're, so it was an extension, but they had to be postmarked. By then it was June 2nd. So as we was looking at them, they came in after election day, and then we saw, that they were still, postmarked by that day. And then sometimes some of the ballots went to different counties, and when they came back, there was timestamp received by the June 2nd date, so we still accepted them. But again, well, that's one of the things that we want an extension. We want to add the postmark to that. That's one of the things that we want you guys to advocate for, in Harrisburg as well. Because I know people want to wait to the last minute, and I know there are issues with the Postal Service. But as it stands right now, to be perfectly clear, we have to have those ballots by 8 p.m. on election day. They have to be in our possession. And it's the same exact thing with the vote-by-mail applications. We have to have them by 5 p.m. on that deadline. They have to just drop that date. We have to have them in our hand on October 27th by 5 p.m.
Rob, thank you very much for your call. Senator, let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Pamela. Pamela, go ahead. You're live with Senator Haywood and Guest.
Thank you. Good evening, Senator Haywood and Commissioners Lawrence and Sabir. Thank you so much for taking my question. I am blind, and the reason I am calling this evening is because there has been much discussion, even since the primary, about a system whereby people who were blind or people for other purposes needed to be able to vote, perhaps through some online system. And there's been a number of emails and some discussion floating around. So my first question is, what's the status, if known? And the second question is, where's the place to get accurate information on this matter? Thank you very much.
So there has been quite a bit of discussion on how to make effective accommodations for those who are blind. As of today, those accommodations from the state legislature, from Harrisburg, have not been made. So we haven't changed anything in the law that we have, but there has been a number of discussions on it. I don't know what's going on at the county levels, but before I turn it over, I would say in terms of updates on status, I encourage you to contact my office for updates on status or any changes with respect to making accommodations for those who are blind. My phone number in my office.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And I'm glad to contact your office because your staff is fantastic. So I have no problems dialing 215-242-8171.
What?
There you go.
Wow. Thank you, Pamela. So, but I do want to give the commissioners a chance. They may have something beyond what I have shared or not, but I definitely want to give them a shot. But thank you so much, Pamela, and I will definitely let my staff know that they're doing a good job.
Thank you.
So when you vote in person, if you vote in person, the judge of election can change the voting machine, and they have the headphones where you can hear the ballot, and they'll tell you
absolutely.
Like, hear all the ballot, and then you can make your selections as well. And then if someone is also blind, they can receive assistance for their vote by mail application. You know, just the person that's assisting you have to sign and put their address on the application as well.
So at this point, nothing online that you could sort of do that independently?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay,
no.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, that would be an election code issue.
Yep.
But,
okay.
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Senator, we're coming down the home stretch now. I know that you and your guests have some concluding comments for those that have joined us this evening.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in our telephone hall, town hall discussion. I want to thank Kathleen, Jolene, Aubrey, Patrick, Collie, Carl, Molly, Amala, Gwen, Sandra, Sybil, Ralph, Ed, Rob, Pamela. Thank each of you for calling in and getting your calls to us. We know that there were those who were not able to ask their questions. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please call my office at 215-242-8171. My office does make an effort to respond to every person who raised a question but was not able to ask it online. If you leave your question with us, we will respond. Finally, I just want to thank my special guest, Commissioner Ken Lawrence from Montgomery County, City Commissioner from Philadelphia, Omar Sabir, for providing the direct, factual, reliable answers to the questions that were raised. We all agreed at the outset of this call that one of the key things we need is accurate information to dispel the myths, to dispel the fictions, to dispel the misinformation. And we have done that tonight. Thank you so much. I know the commissioners have any final comments. If not, we'll conclude this call.
I don't think I can say much better than the senator did, but Commissioner Lawrence, for Montgomery County residents, we are doing everything within our power to make sure that you can vote and that your vote is counted, whether you choose to vote by mail or whether you choose to vote in person. We want to make sure that you get your vote counted. So please always feel free to reach out to our voter services office. If you have questions, or you can email me at ken@montcopa.org. And thank you, Senator, for pulling this together.
Yes, I'd like to thank Senator Haywood. That is the Commissioner Omar Sabir. And I'd also like to thank my colleague, Ken Lawrence, out of Montgomery County, for being on this call as well. Again, I just want to just reiterate how important that your vote is, that your vote is safe. There are people saying things like fraud and, you know, was your vote counted? Again, there's a 99.999999. I don't know how many nines you go back for issues of fraud. It's almost like a one in a million chance that we saw fraud in the election process. And people get prosecuted for this. They run audits all the time, you know, to check whether or not people's votes were counted. This is a heavy regulated part of government. You know, it's a lot of local, state, and federal mandates that we have to follow in regards with elections. So your vote safe. Again, listen to trusted, credible messengers. If you have any questions or any concerns, or you can reach out to me via email, Omar, O-M-A-R, @Sabir@phila.gov, Omar, O-M-A-R, @Sabir@phila.gov. And also, if you want to give us a call, if you have issues with the Internet, my phone number is, my office number is 215-686-3462. 215-686-3462. And you always can go to votesba.com, votesba.com. And there's a wealth of information. And again, don't take your information, you know, from your voting information from your plumbers, you know, your barber, your hair saloners, you know. Don't get me wrong, they got good information, but the county commissioners, you know, we can give you the appropriate information for your voting needs. And I wouldn't want you to take plumbing information from me. So we do elections. That's what we do. If you want the appropriate information, reach out to your county commissioners.
Thank you. Thank you, commissioners. Thank you, Senator. And just as a reminder for those, if you didn't have a chance to ask your question, you can remain in the line and you'll be able to leave a question for Senator Haywood and his staff, and they'll get back to you. Again, if you have additional questions, you can call Senator Haywood's office at 215-242-8171. You've been a wonderful audience, and have a good rest of your evening.